Good evening once again. I thank God for giving me this opportunity to come this conference and present the work and preach from the Word of God. I take this opportunity to thank Pastor once again for giving me this opportunity to present to speak from the Word of God. I'm really blessed by coming here. I'm really thank you, Hilltop, for hosting such a wonderful mission conference. Thank you. It's really great, challenging messages and great testimonies. I am really encouraged by this mission conference. I am really encouraged and blessed. I take this opportunity to thank Pastor and Hilltop for hosting this wonderful mission conference, and I'm looking forward tomorrow and day after tomorrow. Let's turn our Bible to Luke chapter 15. Let us turn our Bible to Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 24. Luke chapter 15, verses 11, from 11 to 24. Luke chapter 15, verses from 11 to 24. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be in want, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his front fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came into himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again, and he was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. I would like to read verse 24 again. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. This chapter, this passage of the scripture is very familiar to all of us. This chapter is called the lost and found chapter in the Bible, because in this chapter, Luke uses three parables of lost and found to describe the joy of salvation. We all rejoice when we find our things which lost. In the parable of the lost sheep, from verses 3 to 7, when the man finds the lost sheep, he rejoices with his family and friends and neighbors. And in the parable of the Lost coin, verse 8 to 10. When the woman finds the lost coin, she rejoices with her friends and neighbors. And in the parable of the lost son, when the lost son returned to his home, the father rejoices with his family. The title given to this parable is the parable of the lost son, but it is the story of the loving father. In this story, in this parable, Jesus emphasized on the graciousness of the father than the sinfulness of the son. I want to bring your attention to the three experiences of the younger son. First of his experience, his rebellion. Let us look at verse 11. Verse 12. And the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." And he divided unto them his living. Here we see that the younger son is asking to his father his portion of goods. Normally, the father gives his inheritance to his children when he gets old or after his death. But the son has no right to ask the portion of goods. But here, the younger son is asking his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." Here, because the father is loving and compassionate, he divided his goods unto his children. Then what happened? Then what the younger son did, verse 13a, "And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country." From the whole passage, we understand that there was everything in his home. He had a loving father. He was rich. He had many hired servants. He had enough food. He had plenty of everything in the father's house. But the younger one decided to take his portion of goods that followed to him and go away from his home. It was his own decision. Where did he go? He went to a far country. The Bible says he went to a far country. The far country is the picture of the world. What happened to him in the far country? When we come to verse 13b to 14, and we see that, "And there wasted his substance with the riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want." He wasted his substance with riotous living. He led a reckless life there. He got many so-called friends there. He spent all his money there. But the life was in the far country was not what he expected. When he spent all his money, his so-called friends left him. Now he is alone. Nobody is there to take care of him. Nobody is there to give him a work. There was a great famine. Two things we can understand from these words. Whatever in the world is not permanent. When he went to the far country, there was no famine. It was everything good, everything pretty good. But after some days, there was a great famine. What the Bible says about the world. Let us look at 1 John chapter 2 verse 16. 1 John chapter 2 verse 16. Let us turn our Bible to, just keep on Luke chapter, keep your finger on Luke chapter 15 and go to 1 John chapter 2 verse 16 and 17. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. The world passeth away. Whatever is in the world, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, that will pass away. And second thing we can see here that whatever, but the Bible says in verse 15, so love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And second thing we can understand from this passage, what the devil really does in the life of people. The devil promises freedom but gives slavery. The devil promises success but gives failure. And the devil promises life but gives death. Then what happened to this young man? When we come to verse 15, verse 15 says, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. What a degrading job for a Jewish boy. To feed the swine. In Leviticus chapter 11, verse 7, it is said that the swine is an unclean animal. A Jew never likes to do the job of feeding the swine. The Jew hates the swine. But here, since he had no money, since he had no work, he did that job. When we come to verse 16, and here verse 16 says, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. The husk is the dry outer shell of some seeds. Even this man wished to eat the husk that the swine did eat, but that also nobody gave him. This is the effect of sin and the picture of the lost people in the world. And second experience of this younger son is his repentance. Verse 17, when we look at verse 17, we see that, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Now he remembered the goodness of his father. Oh, how loving and gracious is my father. Now he realized that whatever is in his home is permanent. Whatever he saw in the far country was not permanent, but whatever is in his home, it is permanent. His father, he is still rich and he is still loving. And there are hired servants. There are plenty of foods and everything. He came to himself means he repented of his sin. He admitted his mistake. He confessed that he is a sinner. And he made a great decision. What was the decision? He said, verse 18 to 19, I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Then what happened? Then he turned from his sin. He put his decision into practice. He rose from there and went to his home. What a beautiful picture of repentance. And third experience of this younger man, he's rejoicing. Verse 20, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was at a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. What the loving father did, when he was at a great way off, his father saw him. Then what he did, he had compassion. He ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. The father pictures the attitude of the heavenly father towards the sinner who repents. He is rich in his mercy and his love. Here the father did not ask any question to his son. He did not put any condition. When he repented of his sin, the father unconditionally accepted him as his son back. How should a father have behaved to that disobedient son according to the law? Let us turn our Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 21. There we can see how should a father have behaved to the disobedient son. Let us turn our Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 18 to 21. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 18 to 21. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 18 to 21. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of his city and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of his city shall stone him with the stones that he die. According to the law, this younger son should be stoned to death. He has no right to live because he is a stubborn and a rebellious son. But here, when the father saw his son, his lost son, returning to his home, the father did not stand there, but he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. What a loving father is he. Everything the younger son hoped in the far country, he discovered back home. His clothes, jewelry, shoes, food, and everything he discovered back. The father gave him the best robe and the shoes and ring. The moment he came in his form, the father gave everything to him. When a person receives Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, that moment he receives all the spiritual blessings. The ring was the sign of sonship. The father restored him as a son, not as a hired servant. The best robe was the proof of acceptance back in the family. If this boy would have been dealt with the law, then there would have been a funeral service instead of the feast. But because of the loving father, we can see that instead of funeral service, there was a feast. Amen. And the father said, this my son was dead. Verse 24. Father said, this my son was dead and is alive again. And he was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Dear brothers and sisters, you and I are like the lost son. Once we were rebelled, with our heavenly Father, and if we went to the far country, we all have sinned. The Bible says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 says, once we were dead in trespasses and sins, but today we are alive in Jesus Christ. Once we were dead, but now we are alive. Once we were lost, but today we are found. Today we are in the family of God. What a great privilege that God has given to you and I to be in the family of God. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. What a great joy it is. Our God is a merciful and gracious Father. Psalm 103 says, He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. If he would have been dealt with us according to our sins, we would have been lost for eternally. But he did not do that. He gave us the forgiveness of sins. If anybody is here who are lost, still living in the far country, the Lord wants you to know that he loves you and is waiting for your return. His son, Lord Jesus Christ, His son, Jesus Christ, died for your sins. If you repent your sin, he will forgive your sin. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you have not confessed your sins, behold, now is the accepted time and now is the day of salvation. If you have already returned to his home, then don't forget to thank him. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 says, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Let us thank him. Let us thank for the great salvation he has given to you and I. Let us thank for his grace and mercy. Let us turn again to Luke chapter 15 verse 10. Luke chapter 15 verse 10. Luke chapter 15 verse 10. Likewise I say unto you, Jesus said, likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. The Bible doesn't say that there is a joy. There is great joy in the presence of the angels of God over more than one sinner that repents. But the Bible says that there is a great joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Amen. Jesus said in Mark chapter 8:36, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own salvation, his own soul? Jesus said in this verse that the value of one soul is worth more than the whole world. Amen. Our God loves the sinners, but he hates the sin. He came into this world to save the sinners. In the beginning of Luke chapter 15, we can see that the Pharisees and scribes are murmuring because Jesus was talking to the publicans and sinners. Dear beloved, in India, in Philippines, in America, and all over in the country, in the world, there are billions of people are lost. They need Jesus Christ. They need the Savior. But God has given that responsibility to you and I. what Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 28. Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. As we are getting ready for Jesus' second coming, there are millions of people have not heard Jesus being the Savior of the world. They do not know of his first coming. In Romans chapter 10 verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says that the gospel is offered to all. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But the Bible is asking four questions to you and I. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? It is very clear that in order to believe in Jesus Christ, people need to hear the gospel of Christ. They will not hear the gospel until someone is sent and preached there. Today I am standing here. I was born in a pagan country. Today I am standing here and preaching because some missionaries came years before to my country and preached the gospel. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus said, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Before closing, let me ask you a question. Can you go and preach the gospel? Or can you send someone to go and preach the gospel? May God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.